Question 27. What are some key differences between request mapping and get mapping? Answer. Request mapping, it is one of the annotations of the Spring Model View Controller. The request mapping annotation is mainly used for mapping web requests into some specific handler classes and handler methods. One of the major benefits of this annotation is that it can be applied to both the controller class and methods. Generally, at-request mapping is considered as a class-level annotation. One can redefine the request mapping with the help of the method level. It is advised to be specific when declaring a request mapping on the controller methods, as it is a lengthy annotation that requires more typing than the getMapping method. Due to its time-taking nature and need for long typing code, it is often only used for framing the base path and not for other levels. Coding with the request mapping annotation can result in a complex and lengthy code that may become troublesome for coders, as it is difficult to pick out errors from so code lines. GetMapping. It is also a Spring annotation used in mapping HTTP GET requests into some specific handler methods. GetMapping is not usually used in mapping the handler classes. It is an annotation that acts as a shortcut of request mapping. Also, the lines of code in GetMapping are comparatively less than request mapping. GetMapping is relatively a new annotation that was developed to overcome the drawbacks of request mapping annotation. It can be considered as a specialization with request mapping annotation that can be used to map and get requests only.